Oh, we are like OGs. Like back in the day, it's been me and you this whole entire
I
time.
know, I know.
Everybody has come and gone, but we've remained.
Right. We've been doing this for some
Been
years. So
a
it was
while.
so funny. Welcome back to your Simple Tech Media podcast. We are on episode 5. We are moving into March and we started this in February. We are almost through one full month of working on Simple Tech Media and posting consistently. And I keep thinking it's been a month, but it really truly hasn't even been a full month yet. And I just cannot believe how these last few weeks have gone. It has been
Crazy.
absolutely crazy. That's one word that can sum up this last month. It has been absolutely
Yeah.
insane. And it was the shortest month of the whole year. And it feels
I
like it
know.
has been so long. When we post this episode, it will have been right around just a month of us
One month.
posting regularly. And it's just insane how this month has gone. Wow.
Way, way. Way too fast, but also way too slow at the same exact time. I don't know how that's possible.
It's been crazy, but it's been so much fun.
It
And
has.
we do want to just say thank you to those of you who have been so supportive during this first month. We have learned so much and we still have a long ways to go. And we just really do appreciate all the support. Every single like, every single share, every single comment. Whenever we walk down the hall, I had somebody stop me today and said, "Hey Tina, I share every time I see one of your videos, I share it with people who I think could use it." And we definitely appreciate all of that. Our goal is to be helpful to people who we don't even know. So we do appreciate that support.
Tina, over the weekend, I sent this to my family group chat because I was so excited. I got my first comment from somebody like not related to me, has no idea who I am. Some like
Nice.
random person gave me my very first comment. I have it screenshot in my phone. Like I'm literally such a nerd. I'm gonna like frame it in my house. I was so excited. I mean, you put out so much like work and effort and it's so like hard. And then obviously your family and your friends, they're going to support you. But like
Right.
people outside of that, when they recognize your hard work, it's
Right.
like, oh my gosh. It was the sweetest thing. This person has absolutely no idea who I am from like Adam, but their comment made my whole entire life so much better. It was so sweet. Oh,
Was it the
exciting.
one on the OneNote video?
Yes,
Oh, I saw
yes.
that was such a good one, and that was so sweet. I haven't told you this
So
one.
sweet.
I was walking down the hall the other day and I saw a student who I've had before, but I don't have her this semester, and I don't think she has you for anything this semester. And I said, "Hey," because I had her in class last semester. And she said, "Hey, I'm not in your class right now." I said, "I know, but I understand why. You don't need me for anything right now." She said, she's going to graduate. And she said, "I saw that you've been posting on all the places." And I said, "Yeah, I have been." And she said, "And I saw that you were on there with," and then she said your name. And I said, "Yeah." And she started laughing. She said, "That's so funny." And it was so funny to me. I forgot to tell you about that.
That's
And she just started
hilarious.
cracking up. And I got to thinking, a lot of the students don't see the connection between the two of us because the classes that we
No.
teach don't really overlap now. So they don't know the history that we have together. And she just kept giggling. It was cracking her up that we would do this
That is so
together. And it
funny.
was so funny. It was absolutely funny.
Oh, we are like OGs. Like back in the day, it's been me and you this whole entire
I
time.
know. I know.
Everybody has come and gone, but we've remained.
Right. We've been doing this for some
Been
years. So
a
it was
while.
so funny. Yeah. So it's been so nice to have that support. My brother did tell me too that we do sound like we're a lot more comfortable than we were to begin with. So that's nice to see that we're seeing improvement there. That's been very
Just
helpful.
growth day by day, video by video. We're trying over here.
Yeah, absolutely. And I am taking time to let us talk about this right now. I think it's important when you're starting something new to let yourself kind of think about how far you've come, even if it has only been just a little bit of time. And I will say that I personally have been struggling the last, probably about the last week. And mm-hmm. Nikki and I were talking about it earlier today, and I told her, I don't know why I'm struggling. It's only been, you know, at the time the other day, I thought, it's only been 20 days, Tina. What's your problem? Mm-hmm. You know, you guys are posting consistently. That's what your goal is right now. And I think, mm-hmm. I think I figured out what it is, Nikki, and tell me if you resonate with this. We are college teachers and we have a semester. So our years are broken down into semesters. And we have 15 weeks, really, to get through things. And so our lives are broken down into 15 weeks. And right now, we've just gone through 4 weeks. We're going into week five. And at this point, to me, this is about midterm time. We're starting midterms at work right now in the semester.
Right.
And in my mind, right now, we're around midterm time. And we should be doing better at some of these things. In my mind, because that's kind of, I'm in a school zone schedule in my brain. And I just have to keep telling myself, not everything is on a school type of schedule. And we're doing well with what we're doing. And I think that's, I think that's where I'm at right now. I think I'm kind of on a midterm schedule in my brain, and I'm not at a midterm schedule. We just started. This is brand new to us. You know, I'm more at like a second grade level type thing, you know, working my way up to 12th grade, I think is where I'm at right now.
We just graduated kindergarten.
Right. We just passed K-5 and, you know, we're doing all right. Amen. So I think that's where I'm at right now in my brain. And I have to remind myself, you're not at, you know, things aren't going to go as quickly as you're used to seeing in the classroom right now. And even taking grad school classes, you know, my whole life, the last 20 something years, you try to learn something new and you're on such a quick timetable. You have to learn it in such a quick way. And I think not having that end in sight is really odd to me. And I think that's what I'm struggling with. And I just figured that out at this very moment. So thank you for this counseling session right now. I appreciate it. Viewers,
we needed this.
You know, just making myself sit down and think things sometimes is helpful. But do you understand what I mean by that?
Yes, I am right there with you. And for some reason, I feel like we have to have accomplished our goal by, I mean, school's over in just a few weeks. So, right. I mean, we have a few months, but to us, it's just a few weeks.
Right.
And so in my mind too, I'm feeling the same way. Like, you need to have mastered this by May. Like, your timeline is almost over.
Yeah.
And then I'm sitting here like, we just began. Like, I'm the only one putting myself on this crazy timeline that doesn't even exist. Like, it is okay. It's all right.
Right. Yeah. Mm. So I'm giving ourselves permission. We don't have to, we're doing great. We're doing a good job. We're right on schedule of where we need to be. And if any of you out there are putting yourselves on some crazy timeline, nip it now. You don't have to do that. Now, if you are in school, you do have to follow whatever that guideline is. But if you're doing something just for fun or just a hobby, it is good to have goals. And our goal right now was to post consistently, and we have been. And I think that that is good. We've been pushing ourselves to learn new things. I think that's good. We're already getting good feedback from people around us, and I think that is good. This month, we got a shout out already from a company.
Yes.
We already got a comment from a new follower who we have no connection to at all. And I think that this is good. We are definitely learning new things, and I think we're on the right track.
Little tokens along the way to just say, you're doing a good job. Like, it is okay. You're doing great.
Yes, absolutely. If you've been following us and listening to our podcast, you know that we are tech teachers and we've been using this as an opportunity to push ourselves to learn some new tech things. So we're not getting stagnant in the things that we do day in and day out. So each week we are trying to find an area that either we think has made changes since the last time we've used it, or maybe there have been updates that we haven't had the opportunity to try out yet, or we're wanting to reach out and try something new that we've never had the opportunity to touch or try or figure out. And so let's talk about that a little bit. Nikki, what are some things on your horizon that you're looking to figure out, get hands-on with, or try out that you haven't had the opportunity to learn yet or get hands-on with yet?
So if this is a shameless plug for my reel that I just did, if you haven't seen it yet, go back and see my reel on Microsoft Forms. I actually did not know this. When we talked earlier, you said that you had just found out about this feature. Mm-hmm. I learned this from one of our computer science teachers. He showed it to me and he was like, isn't this so cool? And I was like, yes, that's amazing. So a few weeks ago, we were talking about just how to make things interactive. We saw this with Kahoot and that other application called Slido that we talked about. Well, Microsoft Forms has the same feature to allow some interactivity with your students during a presentation. So they can scan a QR code and answer the quiz questions right there. And you can see the answers like changing from like if it's a yes, no question, you'll have 50% yes, 50% no, and then it'll update the percentages with the students that are answering. So, so cool. And I did not know that Microsoft Forms had this feature available. And so I want to do a video on it.
Nice.
So I have a cute little like reel just to like show that it does this, mm-hmm. just to show like, hey, this is a feature, but I want to have a video to explain how to use right. this feature. So I'm going to learn it a little more and then I'll make a video on that.
Nice. We did this in class the other day. This is a class that you taught last semester and okay. I'm teaching this semester and we do a mail merge in that class. And I decided this semester to do that mail merge, I was going to have them use an Excel spreadsheet. And instead of us just typing in the data for that, I thought, well, what if I have them build a form, type in the data into the form, and then use the spreadsheet that's built from the form for their mail merge. Yeah. So that's what we did.
Fantastic.
We played with that form then. So we just built a form all together there in class. For those of you who don't know, if you're doing a large mailing and you're sending it out to a large group of people, you could build a form and then you could have them insert their information, their title, their name, their company name, their address that they want you to mail this to, their city, their whatever, all their contact information. And you can use a form to do that. And if you use Microsoft Forms, it'll push that data into an Excel spreadsheet. And then you can use that Excel spreadsheet. It has all of the data built into that. And it has that broken down into the different columns, all the fields and everything. And then you can go into Word, you can type up your letter. And then it's like a form letter. You can use the mail merge feature to plug in all the fields for the people. So you only have to write your letter once or type up your letter once. You pull in the fields for your merge and then you send it out. So you type it once and you pull it in all that in there. So that's how we did it. And while we were playing with our form in class, that's when we saw that it had all those extra features in there. So that's how I came across it the other day, was right there in class. And so we did. We played around with it. We sent the links around to each other and we just kind of played around with it right there in class. It was interesting because you could see, so in a mindset of when you're looking at it, trying to look at data where you have contact information, you could quickly see, okay, I have a large majority of people from this zip code or from this, you know, this area. You could get that data pretty quickly. Now, as far as like the first name field and all of that, it didn't really make sense for that to be something that we were, you know, displaying on, you know, the results for the survey or whatever that was showing up. But there could be a quick way to display, okay, our demographic here is mostly this, you know, they're mostly from this area. And it brought my mind back to when I worked at the car dealership and I could see, okay, very quickly, I can see, you know, these people are from here. And I think back to when we would send out mailers to this demographic, these people, you know, these people had their vehicle for this long or whatever it was, or they're from this zip code as opposed to this zip code because, you know, whatever. Right. So quick way to see the results. And it's very fun. Pretty cool.
That's amazing. See, just like we talked about a few weeks ago, it was updating and you learned about it while we're in class. That happens almost 100% of the time. We pull it up and we're like, oh, this is new. Let's talk about it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Technology changes so quickly. And it's impossible for us to keep up with it all the time. And I'll use this moment to just kind of quickly talk about something that I released earlier this week that I do have regrets about, only because of what the topic was. I did a video last week that I put out, and I blame my friend for this. Now, I have two Nikkies in my life at this point in time in my life. I have this Nikki here, and I differentiate between the two Nikkies because one of them has 1K, and this is the Nikki that we have here. And the other Nikki in my life has 2 K's in her name. So when I say the names, Nikki, in my mind, I know the difference because I see the different spellings. So Nikki with 1K is the Nikki here. And then I have another friend, Nikki, with 2 K's. And she's the Nikki that I'm referring to in this story. And Nikki with 2 K's, I blame for the video that I put out where I talked about my anxiety. And I say that in a very joking way, in a very kind way. And I told her, I blame her for this because it was bothering me that I took the time to make that video. I put it out there and I talked about how I have anxiety and it's something that I struggle with. It's something that I've been embarrassed about. It's something that I don't think that people in my circle really talk about a whole lot. And it's something that I have struggled with for a very, very, very long time. And until just recently, I did not let very many people know about. And I have realized in the last probably year that it's okay to let people know about. And I think that it's good for me to talk about it. It's kind of been a little bit healing for me to talk about it. And I feel like it has calmed me a little bit more to be able to talk about it and not feel like I have this secret. And it's not the secret that I have anxiety. It's the secret of knowing it, the horrible place that I have come out of because of it. And I know that the Lord has helped me out of that place. I know that there have been people in my life that have helped me out of that place. And I know that a medication has helped me get out of that place. And I have a doctor that I am so thankful for. And I'm just very thankful for being at the place that I'm at right now. Anyway, if you struggle with anxiety, you likely would know that after I put that out there, I then regretted everything about it because at the moment it seemed like a great idea. But then you do that and then you think, oh no, because I'm one of those people who can remember every conversation I've ever had. And I regret conversations that I had. I remember a conversation I had in fourth grade that I regret every moment of it. And I wish I could go back and fix. And I lose sleep over it sometimes. This is the kind of brain that I have. And it makes me crazy. So, you know, I've spent this time and then I thought people are going to think I'm ridiculous that I did this, edit this video with me. And then I did this like talking thing. So I told Nikki with 2 K's the other day, it's her fault because she's been watching this show where they do this voiceover and they narrate things as the show's happening and they have this beautiful music playing and they'll narrate things while the show's happening. And I walked through the room while she was watching the show the other day and I looked over at her and I said, you're the reason why I had that in my head. Anyway. It's her fault. And I did it. And I'm not going to take it down because I do hope that it helps somebody to know that it is okay to have struggles. And I do hope that it's a way for me to segue into what I'm about to say next. We just talked about how quickly technology changes and it's hard to keep up with it. I know for a fact that people who don't struggle with anxiety get very frustrated and fearful when it comes to using technology. And for those of us who do struggle with anxiety, it can really do a number on you if you let it get you all worked up. And so what I would like to do as somebody who knows what it's like to just be, and I don't feel like I go around being nervous just about everything. I feel like there's something, there's a difference in just being nervous about everything and then being somebody who struggles with anxiety. And I'm not here to get into all of that. That's not my intention here, but I do know what it's like to have these strong feelings that come up where you just feel like you don't you need to feel like you're in control. And mm-hmm. I think what I'd like to do is give some advice along the way as somebody who struggles with those feelings. How do I handle that, knowing that technology changes all the time, knowing that mm-hmm. I can't expect it to be the same every time I open it, and knowing that I can expect it to be different every time I open it. How do you handle that? How do you deal with that? And what's my advice for that? And I would like to be able to use my experiences to help people with that. And that's my intention with what I shared. And then moving forward, what I would like to be able to help others with, whether you struggle with anxiety or not. I think that's something that can be a help. For example, what do you do when you've been editing, let's say, a podcast for, you know, a few hours, and then it all disappears right when you go to export it, and it's all gone, all of it? Or when you've been recording and editing a video, the long video that you prepared for the week, and now all the sound is just terrible.
You're and in you've a done it twice.
How do you handle it? I mean, those things happen, and they happen to the best of us, and it's so frustrating. And I'll go ahead and give you a tip here just now. Since we're talking about it, I'll go ahead and give a tip for that now. And this is not our tech tip of the week. This is just, this is what I would do in that situation.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. It's going to be frustrating. I'm not saying you won't be frustrated with it. Sometimes you just have to take a deep breath and step away. Sometimes that means you're not going to hit a deadline. And you're going to be frustrated because of that. And sometimes you still have to take a deep breath and step away. And that's the best that you can do at that time. And it may be that you have to admit that something's going to be late for work, for personal, for a hobby, for whatever, for school. It happens for various reasons. It will happen to everybody at some point where the tech fails, something happens, the internet goes out, the printer stops working, the printer jams, and it always happens at the last minute. Always.
Right, right.
And you have to sometimes just take a deep breath and step away. Would you say the same thing? I mean,
wholeheartedly.
Now, if you're in the middle of a test or something, you can't, but.
Yeah, especially after the week that we have had. I did that exact thing when I went to edit my video and it sounded like I was in a fishbowl. I was like, this cannot be, I have to have this out by a certain date. This cannot be happening. And then you spend so long trying to like fix it and like work with the sound waves. And no matter what you do, it is like, it doesn't sound good. So at that point, are you going to put out something that isn't up to your standards, or are you just going to like take a break from it, just back away and then regroup, do it again. I mean, I had to do it again, because if I were to put out the video that I recorded, I would have trashed our name. It would not be Simple Tech, because everything about that video was so horrible. So in order to like save our reputation, I had to just step away from it. And of course that obviously means I didn't meet the deadline that I had for, and I had it for myself. I told myself I had to have a video out on this specific day. Mm-hmm. When again, it's okay. Like it's not that big. I don't think the world stopped because I didn't put out a video on Friday. Right. I think we're still okay.
Yeah.
So take a break, step away, and then regroup. Fantastic advice.
Exactly. Anyway, so for me right now, that's something that I am working on. I'm working on that for myself. Even right now, I am being very honest and I'm struggling, not so much right now. Last week, though, I was struggling for some reason. And I don't know why, because everything's going really well. We're right on track for what we've wanted to do. And I talked to Nikki about this a little bit. We're doing really well with our goals, and our goals simply have been just to post regularly. That literally is what our goals have been. Now, personally, I am getting very frustrated because I usually give myself a lot of grace up to a certain point, and I feel like I have passed that point for some things. And for me too, it's been the sound quality. I don't have any training in sound, and it's driving me nuts that the sound quality is where it's at right now. And I think that's where, you know, I kind of crossed this threshold the other day where I thought, okay, at this point, the sound should not be as bad as it is. What can I do to fix it now? And why am I not able to figure this out quickly? And there are some things that we just can't do immediately. And I think that's one of the things for me that isn't coming naturally. And I think that's driving me nuts. And I'm getting in my head because of it. And I know that for a lot of people, that's a struggle. There are things that we just don't naturally fall into. And for me, it's the sound. And it's going to make me crazy. I know too, my editing, you know, it's not quite as smooth as I would love for it to be. I'm okay with that. I know that that will come with some time and things like that. But for me right now, the sound is really what's getting under my skin. But I am working on that behind the scenes. I'm working on getting better, but I do need to give myself a little bit more grace. At this point, though, that's the thing that's just driving me nuts. Let's transition into our I Spy AI. For our I Spy AI segment today, we're not going to talk about a new software. Instead, I thought we could circle back to a video that I posted, I think it was last week or the week before. There was a video I made where I edited a photo in Canva, and I showed how I could take the background out of a photo, and I changed the color of my hair, and then I removed pieces of my hair that were kind of sticking out in different places. And it was using the magic switch feature of Canva. And I thought it was a fun feature. And this was a video that got a lot of engagement for us on Facebook. This was one of the videos that I promoted on Facebook from the behind the scenes, from the business side of things. You can promote videos. You can spend, I think I probably spent like $10 or $15 for that to be able to promote it so that it showed up for people that don't necessarily follow us. I thought that it was an interesting feature that people might be interested in learning how to do the things that I did. And I wasn't surprised to get negative feedback on it. And initially I looked at that and I thought, oh, you know, there are always trolls. And trolls is a term that you use a lot whenever you get negative feedback, sometimes on social media. And then I caught myself on that one because I thought, is it really a troll if they don't like something that you did? And is it really a troll if they didn't like that I was suggesting that they use AI to change an image and then post it on social media? And this one to me was an interesting concept to think about. And I haven't talked to Nikki about this. And I want to know your take on that, Nikki. If you were to see an obviously AI-generated photo, what is your thought on that? Now, we like tech stuff.
Right.
And so we see that. Now, for it to be obviously AI, where it's a picture of me with obnoxiously pink hair or purple hair or teal hair, whatever color I chose to do for that, I think in the thumbnail that I had, it was like this hot pink hair.
Yeah.
That was an obvious choice. That was just kind of a silly choice to make. The rest of the picture was real. And so to me, that one, you know, it's harmless. So for people to not like that, you know, initially the thought is kind of like, well, why wouldn't they like my picture?
Right.
But the other thought of that is you see these AI generated photos that are really hard to tell if they are real or not. And you see people using these even for videos that are being made. And it's a little bit scary to have that out there so much. So if people were to see and they think that I am, they don't know me, they don't know my intent, they don't know what my purpose is of putting something like that out there. And they see that I'm pushing, you know, hey, use AI to put this fake material out there. it doesn't surprise me that some of them aren't going to like that. And honestly, there's some AI stuff out there that I'm not thrilled about. Right. And so it didn't hurt my feelings in the least for there to be people against using AI to put fake pictures out there. And that was one of those things that I just kind of paused and thought, if I'm looking at it from their perspective, I don't think that what I did was wrong. And I don't think that it was a big deal. But I also know that from their end, it can be scary to have pictures out there where you don't know what's real or not. And that can be an intimidating thing to a lot of people. It's intimidating to me, I'll be honest. Now, for me to go onto Canva and just kind of goof around with a picture, that's my own picture. I manipulated it, so I know what's different about it. But then to know, you know, on the magazines that we see or the pictures that we see on social media or the pictures that we see on just different websites around, you know, what's real, what's not real, it's hard to tell. So that was one of those times where the dislikes and the, I had one lady comment on there, never, in all caps, because I said, you know, let me show you how to use AI to edit a video or edit a photo or whatever. And her never on there was just like, well, why never? But then as I thought about it, I thought, no, I could see people taking that position. I could see both sides of that. That can be really scary for a lot of people. And
I agree.
I can respect that opinion.
I can, but I can also see if you take just like 2 seconds to like click on the video, you'll see that you're not trying to promote anything that's negative propaganda. You're just showing how to use the tool, and you can use it for absolutely anything. Right. So I understand where you're coming from, but I also see the other side of it, to not be so hasty in our assumptions about what's happening. Maybe just like take a second to see what's actually going on.
So that one was an interesting one to me, to take a moment and for me to kind of see both sides of the coin.
That's good. That's a good.
It was interesting to me to kind of think.
Girl.
Yeah. I had a friend come up to me yesterday and she said, have you seen this ad that's going around on social media? You know, and people make up so much crazy stuff out there, but it's an AI generated ad, and it has a video that looks like a video of, it's a famous person that most people would know who this is supposed to be if they were to see it. And it looks like it's her. And even it looks like her mouth. But if you look at the mouth really closely, you can tell that something's off a little bit with the mouth. But they've even used some sort of tuner to make it sound like it's her voice saying and promoting this product as if she's been taking these pills or whatever it was. I didn't see it, but she was telling me about it, to make her lose all this weight or whatever. And she said, you know, that's all AI, you know, when we've all, or a lot of us have seen those types of things.
Yeah.
And I would imagine that for some people to see something like that, and then to see my video of showing how I changed, to some people, they don't see any difference between what I did and then seeing the other. And I can respect that. I can respect that to some, that would be just as scary as the other. So that was an interesting.
That's a good takeaway.
Yeah.
I agree.
I just wanted to put out there that for anybody, if you're listening, our intention is not to fool anyone with anything that we do. It's just to show what tools are out there and how to use them, if anyone's interested in knowing how. So that is our intention. And we do understand that people can use these tools to try to be tricky or sneaky. And that is not our intention in any way, shape, or form.
No, that actually reminds me. I did a video that is coming out shortly. We'll see. It's coming out soon. And in there, I had to make a disclaimer and say, I'm not trying to be deceitful. I'm going to be very honest up front. This does not work 100% of the time. I was doing some tips and tricks inside of Word. So my next video, some tips and tricks for Word. And I said, one way to edit a PDF, if you don't have PDF software, is to
open it up in Word. And mm-hmm. a lot of people don't know that you can do that. But mine obviously works perfectly because it's my video. So I'm going to make it work perfectly. So right. when I open it up, flawless, my formatting was beautiful. And so I had to throw in there, I'm not trying to like deceive you. This will not work all of the time. If you have advanced formatting going on, if you open it up in Word, your formatting may go all over the place. So no mm-hmm. deception here, but sometimes this trick does work for you. Right. I understand.
Yeah. Hey, Nikki, guess what time it is?
The tech tip of the week.
It is time for a tech tip so good, it'll make you flip your chair. Our tech tip this week, and this is one that I try to fight against all the time, and you'll have to tell me what you think about it. It's driving me nuts right now that I have this cord. I hate that I have this cord because these headphones are Bluetooth, and I would much rather be using the Bluetooth.
Yeah.
But this, it fits in with what I'm about to say. The tech tip this week is that if you need a strong, reliable connection, it is better to go with a corded connection, to use a cord, even though we try to fight against it, than to use a wireless connection. Unfortunately, yes. while a wireless connection can be used in a lot of circumstances, if you are wanting a good, strong, reliable connection, it really is best to go with a corded connection. And so you'll see that we have these aux cords going from our headphones to our mic. That is to help us make sure that we're connecting to our mics well and that we're able to hear our own voices well. Yeah. It's just an aux cord. And it's just the unfortunate way that tech works. If you mm-hmm. can have a corded connection or a wired connection, go with it.